No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have a very interesting interview going on here. I was at a party a couple months ago and I ran into Ava here. She started telling me about her life and it was fascinating. And then I started doing my research and figured that this was a conversation that we needed to have.
Thank you. And I brought my boyfriend with me.
And she brought her boyfriend with
me. Dimitri.
What's your name? Dimitri. Okay.
Yeah, Dimitri.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So I feel like a lot of people who are clicking on this are going to remember you from like the speed streams and all of these different content arcs. But how did you even start to get your foot dipped into the streamer world in general?
Well, I started with like, you know, going on lives with a lot of famous people Fredo, Pretty Boy Fredo and all mm-hmm. them. Like back then, like I would jump on their live and like, you know, hit, like I used to make them call me pretty and stuff, like get it out of them and then hit them with a deep voice. Like, you know, so then like, you know, they'll be like, everybody be calling them gay because, you know, they wasn't sure like who I was and, you know, like, you know, if I was trans, if I was a girl, if I
but
was
how did you even, like, you know, how did you even get to know them enough to be popping in
I
on
just
the streams?
I blew up off of like, so I got into, I blew up in New York first. I was on this one guy's stream. I forgot what his name was, but it wasn't even a stream. It was an IG live.
Okay.
And like, I just joined. Like, he just added me, like, without anybody saying to add me. And then, like, it blew up because he called me pretty. And then I was like, thank you. And then, you know, like, everybody went crazy. And then I jumped off live. I went to bed. I woke up and I had like 10,000 followers the next day, like, after that live. And
so when you make these appearances on these live streams that are presumably mostly filled with heterosexual young boys, mm-hmm. what do you feel like the reception that you get is? And like when you get a lot of those followers, what do you think it is that makes them so curious?
I don't know. I really don't. I just think that they probably think, you know, some think I'm lying about being trans. Some think I'm a girl. Some just, you know, like, you know, watching me. Some think I'm cute. Some want to. It's just, you know, a mixture of everybody.
Okay. And so then what, you just kind of keep the ball rolling at that point? Like, is this something, having this sort of clout character arc, was this something that you were always interested in?
I guess. I don't be posting that much either. I don't keep it up for real. It's just, mind you, and everybody still follows me. You see, like, my Instagram, like, people still comment and stuff. Like, I don't keep nothing up. I just take any opportunity that, you know, is presented. And if I like it, like, you know, to be on this podcast was amazing. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me go. But I don't know. I just kind of live my life just like normally, mm-hmm. like, you know, and I do OnlyFans and stuff. So I kind of just focus on that mostly.
Okay.
And like, you know, like I go crazy on there. So I just kind of like, you know, stick to OnlyFans until like a opportunity for like, you know, like a regular like content, like being funny or, you know, podcasts. Like,
so how do you go from these sort of like smaller Instagram lives to doing content with Speed and all these guys? Like,
well, I blew up big over that. Like, I got really big off that. Like, basically I woke up with 10,000 followers and then I went live and I got like 1,000 people in my live. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna keep this going. And then they would send me lives, like big people, like Hot Boy when he was big at the time. And mm-hmm. like, I jumped in everybody's live and I went from like 1,000 viewers to like 10,000 viewers on my live. And then people would like just go to the other people's lives and be like, add Ava, add Bar-, like at the name, at the time my name was Barbie. So they would be like, add Barbie. And then they like added me in there. And then I just, you know, did my, created like a fan base pretty fast off of it. Mm-hmm. And then Rice Gum hit me up to get on Aiden's live and catfish him.
Okay.
And then I catfished him and then Aiden texted me afterwards and was like, hey, I want to put you on a blind date.
Wait, so you catfished Rice Gum.
Aiden
at first. Rice Gum set it up. Okay. Does that feel a little weird for you as a trans person? Because I know that like even just messing around with that would probably be kind of offensive to a certain percentage of people, right?
No, I don't care. Like, you know, I'm not that trans girl that, you know, like, of course I'm gonna demand for my respect. And, you know, I want to be called she, her, you know, like things like that. But other than that, like, I'm not the trans girl that, oh, you have to call me that or I'm going to get, like, crazy. Like, you know, and if you call me, if you disrespect me, I'm just going to leave, you know. Or he going to just beat your ass, you know, something like that, you know. So that's just that. But I'm not, like, tripping over, like, you know, what anybody got to say about, you know, what I'm doing.
Right.
Or I don't feel any personal, like, I don't feel any way about, like, catfishing these people or playing around because I don't do it as often no more. But even if I did, I don't care.
Because like, some of the people that you're talking about, like Aiden and stuff, I mean, or Neon, like they've gone super viral and like their fans clearly love it when they're trolling Gorlock and all these people and just sort of like, not even just necessarily trolling, but in some cases kind of just like blatantly demeaning them. Like the way I even got introduced to Neon was because I watched an Aiden stream where he was interviewing Gorlock and then he brings Neon on and Neon's saying all this like super mean to her.
Yeah, I had to check his little. I had to check Robbie.
It's different with Gorlock and her. Like for me, they be like
true.
They be violating.
They violated the fuck out that bitch. I'm not gonna lie. They're not violating
me. She knows
it
too.
Right.
It's funny.
I feel like Gorlock's just showing up for the check.
And yeah. That's the thing. Well, even if she's even getting paid, I didn't get paid to be on these streams.
I remember them saying that basically because there's like an Aiden stream with her where they're basically like negotiating on air because she's mad that she didn't get the amount of money or whatever. And that it kind of makes sense for her disposition because she doesn't seem like she's enjoying it. She doesn't seem like she's having fun at all. See, she doesn't seem like she's even really trying to get clout. She's just kind of like, all right, I'm here. I'm going to listen to you. Give me a hard time.
So this is like, I feel like nowadays, it's kind of like, you know, different. Like back then, like on the stream, they didn't disrespect me. How they disrespected her. Like,
yeah.
Like I think they kind of knew better. But like other, like even if they didn't know better, I was going to show them like, you know, you're not going to disrespect me like that. I don't deal with that. You know, it's not me. I'm not going to like get disrespected for clout. Like me, like going on like lives and catfishing people is to my own amusement. Like I laugh at that, you know, myself, like, but for somebody else to disrespect me and, you know, like, you know, and it go viral like that, I couldn't do that.
But you're just doing it for fun or you're doing it because it's OnlyFans promotion?
No, I do OnlyFans promotion a different way. All I gotta do is post a little sneak peek of my booty or my, you know, my face and say, you know, I'm smart with it. So I know how to like, you know, draw people to my OnlyFans.
Okay.
That's a whole different lane. Like, you know, that's a lane that, you know, like I know people know me from, people still want to see. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And I enjoy it sometimes. It's fun, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I don't like, you know, I don't see the comparison with me and that, you know, that girl. I couldn't be on live and let them disrespect me. I always have something to say back.
But why do you think that they want to do content with you? Do you think that they just are fascinated by the trans thing or like what do you think it is?
No, I think they want to do an interview with like trans women because I'm not going to lie, they've seen how viral. So I feel like Aiden's trying to create another speed with Neon. I feel like you see like it's all the same thing just with Neon. Like Speed was like blowing up, then he brought a trans in, which is me, threw us in together, and then, you know, kind of like made us like do the fake relationship because seeing how big it was, and then, you know, we went along with it, and then, like, you know, like I didn't get disrespected or nothing. Even if I like did a little bit, he always told me off camera who was playing around, like, you know, like he'd apologize off camera. They were really cool to me, and I feel like, like, you know, you don't see that all the time, like a trans with a guy that's openly, you know, with her, you know, and like, you know, like it was different between, you know, like on stream, he would defend me, Speed and stuff, like playing around, even if he, you know, he would defend me. And Aiden too, Aiden's so cool, like they defend me all the time, like, but you don't see like a trans popping out with like a straight male that people think, you know, is like, you know, quote unquote, I think they're straight because you don't see a man when you look at me.
So what kind of conversation did you have with Speed before you guys started doing this content together? Because it's kind of funny, like reading the chat when you watch the re-uploads of this content and you're just seeing like the fans having no clue what to think, but they seem like very positive about it. And I feel like his audience kind of just wants him to do the craziest thing, like the next level thing. So they're kind of on board for whatever.
Right. What was the question again? My bad.
Just what was the conversation like with Speed before you guys started filming together?
There was no conversation. So it was kind of like Aiden set me up on a blind date with him, but Aiden told me who it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
That's why I didn't have a mask, a little blindfold on. But I feel like Aiden probably told Speed, you know, beforehand, like what was going to happen. They went along with it. I don't know that part. All I know is I just showed up and it just went how it went.
Okay. I felt like he had kind of coached you because it felt like you were just talking about him cheating like right away, and it just felt like if this was a fake relationship then that was probably made up.
Yeah. Oh, so I forgot all about that. I don't know, like I just kind of like, you know, like went with it, you know, and like kind of like brought like real life situations into it to make it look real, I guess.
Okay.
So, because I didn't know where we were going with it.
Because if you're going to do like a fake relationship on camera, you probably have to discuss like what has our relationship been like, so you're not right. just like making it up.
Yeah, no, we just, everything that we did on their live streams, what I did, everything was just off the head.
Okay.
Like, all of us. I think for myself, I can only speak for myself. Everything was off the head because they didn't tell me nothing.
And what was your experience with Speed like overall?
It was good. He's cool.
You're like, not going to continue doing that kind of content, or like, could you see yourself doing that again?
No, pretending I have a boyfriend now. Like, right. You know, I'm happy with my man, and I feel like, you know, I could just start my own, my life kind of like over and rebrand myself. Like, you know, like I take myself like a lot more like serious. Like, you know, like I play around still. I'm really funny. Like, you know, but I feel like you don't see like this a lot. Like, this is real. This isn't fake. Like, you know, you don't see like a man popping out with like a trans woman like a lot, like, you know. And I don't even like, I just consider myself a girl. Like, I just sit here and, you know, I don't look like a man. Like, I don't
right.
got a dick no more. Like, you know, like, so I'm just gonna live my life with him and kind of like do YouTube and, you know, like still like do funny videos here and there, catfish people here and there, but like just, you know, go with the flow of life, I guess.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your earlier life, like when you were young. Where'd you grow up and everything?
I grew up in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay.
So I'm from Sacramento.
Until what age?
Until 18. I ended up like running away from home, and I was like, you know, like basically like a runaway for a little bit. Because I couldn't really be myself, and then, you know, I started being myself, and then, you know, I ended up getting into a lot of. I can't really say.
Legal stuff,
getting in trouble
or what?
For it. Yeah, like legal stuff. So I can't really say nothing about that. But I like, I started being myself a lot more. And that's when like my whole life changed. I ended up like blowing up big, like, you know, for just being me. And then I moved to, surprise, Atlanta, you know, where all the trans go. I went to Atlanta for a little bit. I stayed in Atlanta for like 6 months, left, came back here.
What was that like being around so many people who are actually like you?
It was different. It was like, you know, like I liked it, but I was kind of like, damn, like in California, it's not like this. Like, you know, like there's a lot, but like in 2019, like beginning of it, I mean, the end of it, there was not that many trans like out in Sacramento. Like, you know, like I feel like I kind of started the wave for like a lot of girls, you know, like that were like being okay, I could be me. Or like not only that, like a lot of these trans now are just trans for like clout. Like,
really?
That's kind of why I took a little step back. A lot of girls are trans for like for views.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of these boys put on wigs for views. Like, they do.
I mean, that's what you see a lot of like conservative people saying and everything is that
yes,
it's
do.
A trend, it's a social contagion.
It's a trend for sure. I believe that 100%.
Really?
That's why I don't be on the internet all the time, because I'm not that for that, you know?
Right.
I blew up off of, you know, but even like a few months before I even blew up, I was still being me and doing me mm-hmm. without the cameras, without, you know, any of that.
So you start transitioning when you were in high school, or was
no,
it didn't happen until
right
you
after
left?
I got out of high school.
Okay. Do you wish that you had been able to get hormones while you were in high school?
Yes.
You would have started at what age if you had control?
If I had control, because I always like, so like with me, like growing up, I always like if I was seen like a, for instance, I would see like the Victoria's Secret commercials, you know, because I'm 21. So back then they had like the commercials and stuff, you know.
Damn, you're only 21. So this just started unfolding, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
For only 3 years. I used to watch like the Victoria's Secret commercials, and I used to not think like, oh, I want to fuck this bitch, you know. Like, I used to think like, I want to be that girl. Like, you know, I want to be her.
So you
know?
Knew from a super young age?
Yes, I've been known like for a really long age. Like, I used to like do everything my mama did. Like, I used to try to be like her, like, you know, right. like, so, you know, I kind of like, I knew for a while, but if I had control, I'd say probably like 12, 13. But I was like really mature for my age, like always, because of how I grew up. Like, I was very mature.
Were you trying to get puberty blockers or?
Yes, that's what I was. That's why I said like 12, 13. So I could like, you know, but I wasn't trying to get that because I didn't know where to get it. I didn't know where to go.
Okay.
You know, I was kind of like stuck inside the house all the time.
Were
so.
You Googling and just trying to figure out all this stuff about
it? I was.
It? Yeah.
But I didn't have a phone until I was 15, 16.
Okay.
So I was kind of like on my grandpa's computer. Like,
was there a period of time where you thought that you were just a gay boy or no?
No, not really, because I never like, I don't know, I didn't like gay boys. Like, you know, it's not saying, oh, I'm targeting straight men, because I don't ever go out my way to like harass a straight guy or, you know, like, hey, poke my booty out there or do something to like, you know, sexualize myself for a straight guy. I kind of just be me. And if, you know, like, for instance, like, say if I was in a relationship, a straight guy like said what's up to me, you know, you can obviously tell off my voice, like, this might be a trans, you know, but some people don't know. But anyways, like, I don't like, you know, I don't go after nobody if they don't go, like, go after me first.
Okay.
Type shit, you know?
For sure. And so, okay, you started transitioning in Atlanta once you moved, or?
No, I started transitioning before I moved.
Oh, still back
right
in Sacramento.
Before I moved,
okay.
In Sacramento. I transitioned right when I turned 18 because, you know, I was an adult. So the doctors was just like, okay. And, you know, COVID hit too. So. Mm-hmm.
What better to do than to transition?
Right.
No. Well, COVID transition. Why not? Yeah.
No, but COVID hit and they
the transdemic.
Right.
See,
it really was.
Took me a couple seconds to put that together.
It's out of thought.
Not really like, a comedian, but yeah.
But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So basically, they didn't offer, like, now you, if you want to be trans, you have to go through therapy and all this other shit. Mm. The doctors see, like, oh, all these doing it for, you know, clout and being on estrogen and stuff and like having testosterone in your body for so long, like, it really f***s your mind. Like,
really?
Yes, it makes you depressed a little bit. Like, you know, it makes you like depressed. It makes you like crazy a little bit. Like, you kind of like get like these little, like, you know, like you just feel like insane a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like, that's why you have to go to therapy and stuff for it.
What was, like, how long into the journey did you decide that you wanted to get your penis out of there? Because
I wanted to do it fast.
A ton of trans women just keep it forever, even if they've had the surgery and they've been on puberty blockers or hormones
and,
or whatever.
You know what their excuse is? Oh, the surgery ain't developed yet, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I've been wanting to do it, like, right when I started my transition. Like,
right.
I did, like, I wanted to start like that, you know? But I ended up doing it last year in 2020.
Okay.
I mean, 2022.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it was a
like?
Really
was
good
it,
decision.
Was it like saying goodbye to an old friend?
I don't know. I really didn't like use it. So it's kind of like, you know,
just
and I'm
pee.
Being like really honest. Like, I really didn't use it. Like, for real. Like, we'd bring my like old, any of my old like boyfriends, they would like, I did not use it. Like, even during sex, don't touch me down there. You know? Mm.
You just weren't comfortable with it?
I wasn't comfortable.
Interesting, because I saw one thing where you were saying that it kind of stops working once you're on all the hormones and stuff, that it's like it's not going to get hard.
No, it still do. It did, but probably because I was on hormones for only like a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, I kind of waited. I didn't wait that long to just, but other than that, like, it still do. It just like, I guess like a little longer it takes, but like your sex drive is very low, like with hormones.
Okay. Real. And so what's that like? They just create something down there, and does it just work pretty much, not right away, but like, does it work soon after?
Like 4 months after.
4 months, you gotta wait.
3 months, it gotta heal. Like, you know, you gotta let everything heal inside, like, you know.
Right.
So it just, it works good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's exhilarating. So you just, like, I don't know, do you feel like, from your experience, you think it's almost exactly like a real one? Because that's one thing I haven't seen.
I haven't seen
a trans woman's vagina up close and personal.
No, like, I don't know. Because I never, ever, like, you know, like, I'm not a born woman, so I don't know how, like, a real pussy feels, you know,
right.
Being a real woman.
Because I've seen some pictures of what they do when, like, a woman becomes a male, and then they have to, like, build a penis out of, like, a chunk of their forearm. And that's some wild shit right there.
That's on some way harder
shit. Way harder, right?
Yeah, I don't know about
Whereas
that.
Whereas male to female, like, you just got to get rid of it and then create a hole and...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's much more complicated than that,
right.
But
I mean, I don't know. I liked it. It's a good decision. I don't regret it.
Okay.
I really don't.
And so, all right, you moved back to LA or back
no,
to Sacramento?
No, I moved back to Sacramento.
Okay.
And then I ended up coming out here around 2021. This is back, traveling back in time. 2021, and then I was in Sacramento for a little bit. But I was, like, homeless for a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was at my uncle's house and stuff, like, just hopping house to house. Like, even though I was big on the internet, I didn't, like, have nothing for real. You know, I wasn't making a lot of money. Even if I did, like, I was very irresponsible with the money. So I'd make around, like, $2,000, $3,000 a month. So, you know, I would still help out with my, you know, uncle and everybody else's house I would be at. But for the most part, like, I was very irresponsible and I didn't really have nowhere to go and didn't really have that much. And then I met Speed Aid and all them. I was thugging it with an old friend of mine inside a hotel for a little bit. So, like, I was living in a hotel in L.A. when I was with Speed and Aiden on their streams and stuff. I was living in a hotel, like a nice hotel. It wasn't, like, you know, a little motel. It was a hotel. It was fun. And then I got a manager in October-ish. And it was the worst thing ever. He, like, lied. He, like, stole money from me. He used my name, like, because I was, like, bigger at the time. He used my name as, like a thing for, like, brands and stuff, like, to come to him and kind of, like, oh, she'll promote it. Take money and the clothes from them and then never tell me about it at all. So then I was, like, living with him, but he was just stealing everything. He was stealing stuff from me and just lying, you know? Like, and it was terrible. But I didn't know nothing for a little bit. And then I ended up starting my OnlyFans. And the first, like, the first week I made, what, 30,000? My first week off OnlyFans, and I was like, damn.
First week, holy shit.
My first week, I made 30,000. I was just like, shit, let me keep doing this. And right when I made that 3,000, I moved up out of his house, and I went straight to Atlanta. And I kind of was, like, not smart at the time when it came to, like, apartment housing and stuff. So I just got the first apartment I looked at, you know. So I moved in, and then I got my first place. And then, you know, every week after, then every month after that, it just got higher and higher. And I was managing my OnlyFans. I've been managing my OnlyFans for 2 years. And I just been, you know, I got like 150,000 subs on there.
Yeah, because you told me that you're like the biggest trans.
I am like the top. I am the top trans on there. And I got an award for it off of. So I have like an agency that helps me with TikTok and Instagram and stuff. Like, but I don't really like. I don't really talk to them. You know, the party we're at, Creators Inc.
Oh, it's them. Okay.
Yeah, so they, like, you know, they have connections through OnlyFans, like, you know, find, like, you know, like, what they need to find and stuff. And they, like, told me, they gave me a call, and they're, like, and they emailed me, and OnlyFans emailed me, and they're, like, congratulations for being, like, one of the highest earned trannies. I mean, not trannies, but the highest earned trans on OnlyFans. And I was, like, damn. Like,
that's crazy because, like, I have had, like, I had Emma Rose on here, who I think won, like, Trans Performer of the Year last year at AVNs, and I would assume she makes a lot on OnlyFans, but then when I mentioned this to my wife, she said, she's like, yeah, I mean, if you don't, like, have stuff on Pornhub and shit,
I don't,
then probably, like, a huge percentage of your fans are going to the OnlyFans, right?
I don't have nothing on Pornhub. I don't have nothing anywhere. I have a team, a legal team that takes anything down off of Reddit. All that. So my stuff's not nowhere to be found no more. Like, at first it was, but I have a team now that will delete anything that has my face on it. So, like, nothing's, like, people buy, like, constantly. Like, my OnlyFans, like, I thought after a while it died down. Like, I was like, okay, damn, the first year I made, like, almost $2 million the first year by myself. And then I was like, okay, maybe it'll die down now. But this year, I'm not gonna lie, like, this year was way better than last year. Like, I did a DoorDash video, like a little DoorDash video thing, and like that shit literally made me $300,000 the first, like, the month of May.
For doing what is this?
I, like, basically went to the door and I was like, a DoorDasher came up and I was just like, oh, he's fine, let me try to, you know, basically, like, have sex with him, and
people went crazy for it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Yeah, that is kind of like one piece of advice that I usually give to people is, like, if your OnlyFans starts doing really good, like, be stoked on it and work on it, but also don't necessarily expect that to stay as profitable because you never really know, like, how long people are going to stay interested for or whatever. But damn, that's crazy.
I do stuff like zero expectation. Like, you know, like, with the podcast, like, I kind of, like, I know that I'm coming on here, meeting you, like, we talking, but I don't really expect nothing from it for real. Like, I don't expect, like, oh, any viral moments or any of that. I just kind of just let everything, you know, flow in my life.
Well, they probably appreciate that because so many people are faking shit out here and just, if not faking shit, just, like, doing so much dramatic bullshit to get attention. Like, everything is just a possible viral hook.
Yeah.
And that's not how they really are.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I'm dealing that today. I got some bozo talking about me online about the dumbest thing ever.
China Mac.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you want to hear some shit? Dude, like, Adam, this is your lucky day.
Oh, what?
This is about China Mac.
Oh God.
This is your lucky day, Adam.
Wait.
You used to be my manager.
It's not an op, but it's like some. It's like a goofy ass internet dude who just talks about me all the time because he got nothing else to talk about.
But Adam, he used to be my manager.
Really? How was that?
It was terrible. He hid me and my friend for like the whole month he worked with us. He did not want to be around us. So he would basically, we were in October 2020, me and, you know, Timmy Thick. Like, remember Timmy Thick? Timmy Thick, but it's the black Timmy Thick, basically. It's basically he took the gimmick and it's just Timmy Thick, basically. So, because he's not relevant no more. So it's another one. Okay. It's this one right here. I'll show you. Yes, but it's basically the other version of him.
Timmy Thick. So what? It's like a midget dude with a fat ass.
Mm-mm. Oh, it just he's about my height, but it's just like
he just looks tiny in this photo that comes
he's
up
not
on.
Tiny.
Okay,
but
Timmy Thick wasn't a social experiment conducted by this
it
is
was
like
Photoshop.
The first.
No. This is not the first Timmy Thick. This
Harvard
is,
experiment viral
but
star.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is It's the black Timmy Thick. It's not the white Timmy Thick.
There's a new Timmy Thick. I never even knew there was one.
All right. It was during this pandemic that it all happened.
Okay.
But basically, we went to New York together, and it was supposed to just be me, and we ended up making music together, right? And Charlie Mack flew us out. Charlie Mack flew me and him out. We went to his house. We slept in his basement. But he was cool with us, but it was like everywhere we went, he put his hoodie on. He did not want to be seen with us. Like, he was just hiding us, but he was paying for everything, so we didn't give a fuck. Uh-huh. We're like, okay, bet. You pay for it. You can hide all you want. Like, we got a, like, the whole music video that we shot, I have a music video out in 2020. The whole music video we shot, like, he was hiding in the back with a hoodie on, acting like he wasn't there with a mask. Like, even the person, so everybody that, like, worked for him, like, didn't get paid because they didn't know who they were working for. Like, he was, like he owes money to everybody, like, the people, like, that shot that music video, the rental guy, the people who recorded our music. He owes money. He owes them all money. And I hit them up because I wanted to use their studio when I go to New York with him. And they're like, oh, last time y'all came, y'all didn't pay us this. And I was like, I had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Like, that was all China Mac.
But so why do you think he wanted to manage you if he's not?
Because he's seen, like, you know, I don't know why, but he just seen, like, in 2020, I was really big, and I did it all by myself by doing, you know, just being on my phone and going live and stuff, you know?
I think China Mac's kind of desperate. Like, he's trying to make anything happen for
anything
some money
happen.
Because he got nothing going on.
Why do you think he came out here and, you know, jumped on
the Crip Mac thing, yeah.
You know, little train.
55.
And now he talks like he's Crip Mac's best friend. And it's like, bro, like, that was the only possible thing that was going to keep you in any sort of limelight. Yeah, and it's like, we see it. We understand what's going on. And the fact that you're acting like you're actually best friends with this dude who, like, they had like a breakup, like they were broken up like a couple weeks ago. Crip Mac fell out with him, and now he's acting like
he's
his best friend.
Crip Mac's in jail. I'm pretty sure he's not like doing nothing, like talking to him or making sure he's okay.
Well, he has to talk about me now. China Mac has to talk about me because now he has nobody to make
content. He's on some cloud chaser shit.
Exactly. Yeah. But so, how did you like fall out with China Mac, or did anything else happen before this?
We fell out. Mind you, we signed. So me and him, like, we went to a lawyer and everything together and, like, created, like, a label because he wanted to create a label and all that because, like, he was going to have, like, all his, like, basically his resources repost our music video and everything. And basically after the music video got, you know, conducted and, you know, mixed and mastered and edited and everything, he was not trying to send it to us for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, send me my music video. And he was like, no. Like, basically, I don't know why or what happened, like, because I totally forgot, I kind of just wiped him out my memory, but it's funny because I seen you talking about him today, like, on your story.
No, that was probably one of those random, like, connections that I never expected. People are going to think that we planned that
exactly.
out.
Exactly, and
no
it's so
idea.
Weird because it's just, like, you know, how God works. Like, you know, it's just, like, damn, like.
God did.
No, literally. Mm-hmm. But he, like, kind of, like, wasn't trying to, like, I forgot exactly what happened, so I can't really speak on it, but he just was on some weird shit about the music video, and he trying to, like, I guess, in a way, make us pay for the music video because he owed him all money or something like that. But he was just like, I was like, okay, well, you're moving weird. Like, you didn't answer me in, like, a whole month. You're not trying to, like, be an actual manager. So it's okay. Just unsign me or, like, give me, like, some type of, like, evidence that I'm not signed to you no more.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up doing that. We just didn't talk ever again.
Wow. That's fucking crazy.
Right. But I got a music video out of it, so I'm not tripping.
Do you think that he was trying to sign, like, other trans people at a certain point there? Or?
I think he was. He was trying to create, like, a little, like, LGBT plus or whatever community.
This is so strange.
I know. I think he was trying to, you know, because he's seen how big the, like, I guess the community was or whatever he wants to, you know, say?
I guess I could kind of see the vision. It's just kind of like, if you are homophobic and you are not really trying to be around this sort of thing, like, why would you do that, right?
Like, you know, just leave me alone.
Well, you're just going to hide the whole entirety of the person you're managing's career? You're just going to try to totally stay out of it?
Shit. Like, it is. Like, walking around with your hoodie on with a ski mask up like this, just...
Right.
Everywhere we go, we go into a fucking little Indian food place.
Yeah.
Like, what are you expecting to get out
and
of
he's
this?
Being quiet. We had to order.
He should have owned it. He should have just been like, yeah, I'm a gangster. I'm a thug, but, you know, like, I be managing trans people now. This is my new thing. Like, I ain't into it, but this is my new thing. Like, that at least would have been, like, interesting.
It would. And it would have made him go up, like, some type of way. Or it would have put him down. I don't know. But because he was in prison for a little bit, you know, so I don't know how that went for him.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, but, holy shit. So then what do you
he was in there tickling booty.
Oh my God.
Or something.
What, did he admit that to you or something?
No. I'm not gonna put them allegations on him because that wasn't true.
Dear Lord. Yeah, but he fakes everything online now.
I know.
That's crazy. Does everyone know?
Yeah, a lot of people. Everything you see online is fake. Like, a lot of these people's lifestyles fake. Like, I know that for a fact. Like,
I got some shit that I want to expose that he faked, but I kind of feel like...
What is it?
It's just, it's too much. Because it's like, there's other people involved that are going to look crazy.
Oh, well, what is it?
No, I'm holding Adam back. I'm keeping it in the trunk.
We're being messy today.
I might have to pop the trunk, but...
Pop the trunk.
I'm keeping it in the trunk for now.
You got to be like Celino. Pile.
Always keep an accusation in the tuck.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there. You're trying to be funny.
Not like a tuck. No, I didn't know.
I was trying to play him.
No, different tuck. Okay, but so then how do you guys end up meeting? Does that come soon after this?
That came about 5 months ago.
Okay. How'd you guys meet?
Met in New York.
Where at?
City.
Just out on the street?
No.
You rizzed her up?
No. Oh. I texted her on Instagram.
Okay.
We ended up meeting in New York, because that's where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, we just never left each other's side.
It's just instant connection or what?
Yeah, it was like love at first sight for me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Was this your first walk on the trans side?
Yeah. Never been with a trans before, but...
Was that exhilarating? Was it different?
It kind of was. Like, it wasn't different. Like, it wasn't different. It's just like... When it popped out, like, because they posted on an NYC drill page.
Oh, okay.
I got a lot of hate for that shit, seeing who my real friends was, fake friends was for me. But ever since that shit happened, like, I low-key, like, don't give a fuck what, like, nobody got to say, like, because...
You were already doing some drill rap shit before this became news?
Nah, I wasn't. I don't rap at all.
They were just talking about you because she was kind of known in the scene a little bit.
Basically, like, she said, oh, she was with a drill rapper, like, fake kind of, like, trolling shit. Mm. They seen it. And then everybody was trying to find out who it was. Everybody was saying, like, all these different drill rapper names and shit like that. And then, what's it called? This Molly G nigga, I don't know, like, he's a drill rapper that fell off, posted me. And then that's when, like, everybody knew. And I was like, damn, like.
So you didn't know him or anything? He just started talking about
you? Nah, like. Molly G, I followed him on Instagram. I don't know how the fuck he found my shit, but I followed him because I used to fuck with his music and shit. And then he posted me, and then that's when everybody was just like, oh, it's him, it's him,
you know
it's
why
him.
He posted him, though? Because all the drill rappers, after I posted that, all the drill rappers were getting the fingers pointed at them, being, you know, you know, gay, yeah. Quote, unquote. You know, like, oh, no, it was him. No, it was him. But mind you, I wasn't confirming nothing. I wasn't denying nothing. I didn't say nothing, right? I just said, you know, here's a little, you know, like, I'm with a drill rapper playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, you know, like, I didn't know, like, people were going to just go crazy.
Because there's some other drill rapper whose name I can't even remember already, but they were saying he was hooking up with Sidney Starr.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see that shit, but I don't know his name either. I never heard already. Of him before.
But that was, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That really sucks for him that I don't remember his name, because that was kind of probably like his biggest moment that he was going to have in his career. He was trying to get an interview off it too, but I'm just kind of like looking at his numbers and looking at everything, and I'm like, I don't think I can just interview you because you just happened to fuck a trans person, dude.
I feel like that's like our shit kind of went like kind of crazy. Like, I'll be honest with you, I feel like anybody that follows that page knows about it, like, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, multiple pages posted it. Because, you know, also me being, you know, who I am, and then also being known, like, people are posting it, you know, and then TikTok, I have a big TikTok following, so The videos got like millions of views with me and him. So, you know, we kind of like, you know, everybody know about us now.
Definitely. So, yeah, I've had like some weird experiences in this realm because like I had a host on this channel and we interviewed a trans porn star who basically, when she came on this podcast, her whole goal was to expose that this friend of mine had fucked her or whatever. And I tried to have the editors edit it out, but they missed like one instance of his name being said. So the whole world kind of like figured it out. Our fan base figured it out and it became this whole big thing. He ended up leaving the channel, I guess mostly just because he was, you know, embarrassed. He didn't like the fact that it got exposed on the channel. How did it feel when it got exposed? Like, what was that like?
Honestly, I was just like, I didn't really care too much, but I was like, damn, I never got like so much hate before. Like, everybody called me gay and shit. I got people calling my phone on some shit. I'm like, what? Like, fuck you talking to like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just seen who my real friends was and who was fake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I got friends in New York and shit like that. But, like, that's basically what happened. But now I don't really don't care what nobody got to say. Because me personally, like, if anybody asks if I'm gay and shit like that, I don't see myself as I'm gay. Like, feel me? I don't think I'm gay at all. Like, I'm not sucking dick or doing some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with her.
So you never would have thought of being gay prior to this. So that's like your first time even having somebody throw that idea out there?
What?
The gay thing. Like, you never thought of yourself that way or whatever? Was it a little bit of like, was it tricky in your head to even DM a trans person? Or you're like, oh, fuck. Like, is this?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, when I just seen her, I was like, because I knew who she was before. Like, I seen her on the, what's it called? Doing the catfish shit. In 2020, I was always on my phone on the lives and shit. I seen her doing shit like that. But I don't know, like, I scrolled into her page and I saw her, seen she was in New York. I was like, I was looking at her shit. I was like, because I'll be honest with you, like, a lot of people be catfish on fucking, on Instagram and shit.
Catfish and, like, looking ugly as fuck in real life, or just fully not being the same person that they're pretending to be.
So I was just looking at her shit. I'm like, she look good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Texted her, and
been good ever since.
Yeah.
Your parents feel weird about her or anything?
My mom, she's a Christian, so she be on some, she's delusional. So she be on some weird shit. But I still talk to her and shit. But she just has to accept it at this point, you know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely. And you guys have been together how long? 6 months?
About
5-6 months.
What do you guys do together for fun? Like, what's a random day hanging out like?
Okay, so like we played like the game in here, like we play the games together. Shit. We like we're together all day, every day. Like, we'll go out to the gun range. We just went to Hawaii. We travel. We just, you know, whatever comes to our head, you know, any idea we got, we just go do it together.
Living life together.
That's dope.
Yeah. Being happy. And then, you know, even though, like, you know, his mama don't like accept it or whatever, I'm cool with my parents. Well, my mama now. So, and my mom's married to like a, you know, not my dad no more. So, you know, I deal with my mom now. So, like, you know, me and my mom close. My sisters and everybody over there, and they all, like, you know, love him, and, you know.
Was your mom weird about you transitioning at first?
No.
Okay.
It was just my dad. That's all, you know. And that's the thing, like, another thing I want to touch on is you don't have to be touched to, you know, be who, like, gay or a trans. You don't have to, like, get touched when you're younger. You don't have to, like, you know, have one parent. You know, I had both parents never been touched in my life, you know. A dad that's straight as fuck, you know, was gang affiliated, all that, you know. And then, you know, like, I grew up in that type of household and couldn't be myself. You know, even though I couldn't be myself, it's like, you know, I finally got to be myself and it was just like amazing. And I didn't have to, you know, go through anything to, you know.
I spent my whole life just assuming that gay people never became gay due to like circumstances in their life and that everybody was born gay, because that's what I was kind of told my whole life. Although I have seen some interviews with different people who like work with kids or work with like, you know, teens and shit like that. And I've heard some people, and I don't know how much I trust them, but I've heard people say like that they believe that like a gigantic percentage of people who end up being gay were abused as kids. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
I don't know, and I can't really speak for them because, you know, I'm not the one doing the studies, but all I can do is speak for myself. Like, you know, I don't consider myself gay, or like, you know, I just consider myself as a woman. You know, I did my shit. I transitioned, went fully into it, and don't regret it, and I'm happy. And, you know, like, I'm not gonna speak on like my past fully, you know, because, you know, I love my mom. I'm not gonna, you know, just throw her under there like that. But, you know, like, I did go through things growing up, but it's not that at all. Like, definitely not that.
Yeah, I don't buy that shit at all, because when I think about it, like, I had, there was a dude that I went to high school with, or like elementary school, and like, I knew he was gay, like, when I was in, like, second grade, third grade.
You could just tell.
Yeah, I mean, it was so obvious. I barely knew what gay was, and he was gay as fuck at, like, in, like, second, third grade. And then by the time, I think he came out when we were, like, 12. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember being 0% surprised and just being like, yeah, of course. Of course.
I bet everybody knew. Like, everybody,
I think absolutely everyone knew.
Yeah. Exactly. I told my mama. Like, I literally thought she was going to, like, not like it, because I literally just texted her, and I was like, this is who I am, and I blocked her, right? On my birthday, when I was
you blocked her before she responded.
Yes, I was like, I don't got time for that negativity. It's my birthday today, so I blocked her. But she ended up texting me off a fake number and let me know, like, I love you, and you know, I kind of already knew. But she like played the role of she didn't know, you know,
right.
Like, no, I never thought it would be, you know. But she like it was a whole different reaction than I expected, you know.
Wow, great. Has anyone ever talked shit to you in real life or anything when they see you guys walking around and go?
No.
Ever.
Like, that happened one time. We went to Times Square, and I can't, what's it called?
That wasn't like, even nothing. That was a kid, though. Yeah. That's the thing. And the police, like, that's the thing. Like, it's a little-ass kid saying something to him. We don't even know what he said. He just said something, and he pointed at me. And he got off, basically, you know, to go beat his ass, because there was a group of them. But, you know, they look grown, but I could tell that they're kids. And I seen the police right there, so I was like, come on, like, we're not going to, like, do this right now.
Yeah, you whoop a 12-year-old, it's probably not going to be
know,
good. Yeah.
It can go like that, though, because your mama ain't teach you nothing.
Yeah.
And you might get whooped for, you know, talking shit to the wrong person.
Right.
That's just how life goes. You know, if your mama ain't going to teach you, we're going to teach you. Like, that's just how it goes.
Okay.
A little butt whooping.
So and what, then, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what led up to the situation where you guys ended up stripping a guy naked? Because I saw New York Drill official post this, and I was like, whoa. Like, I had DM'd you a couple times about the interview after we met, and then I'm just scrolling through NY Drill official, which I look at all the fucking time, and
basically,
I just see that you're on there stripping somebody. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's been on that nigga and shit.
Basically, this fat guy, basically, like, he tried to get at me, and I was like, no, thank you, and I kept walking. He got mad, and that's crazy, because, like, women got to deal with this, like, you know, like, if you don't want to, like, say yes to a guy, if he try to get at you, he they get aggressive nowadays. Mm-hmm. He got aggressive and tried to spit on me. Oh, I got something for you. Went in the car, got him, and we just turned up on him, and, you know, and then we laughed at him and made him strip, because he was scared, like, because, you know, some shit, you know, went down. We had to do our thing, and he was scared, and basically, we were like, get naked. And we're like, we
throw
stripped
a bottle
him,
on his face,
threw a bottle at him,
spit back on our nigga,
and we drove off. Simple.
And he actually got naked.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he took his pants down. He pulled his pants down and then tried to run.
What the fuck kind of dude was this?
He thought we were going to let it off on him. That's the
lie. He must have been on some shit, but
I don't think he was. I think he was scared because of what, you know, how he was, you know, he was stuck, you know, at a point.
But you got to be careful in New York with that kind of shit, right?
That's the thing. They got to be careful with us. Like, well, I'm not scared of nothing, you know, and I know I pray every day. Like, I know God got me, and I don't go around disrespecting nobody.
Right.
And I know people go around disrespecting people because they think they like that, you know? And one day you're going to run into the person that's actually like that, you know, that actually grew up like that and that didn't be like that for the internet, you know?
Right.
And you're going to get your ass whipped or something's going to happen to you.
What was the reaction to that post going viral like?
I was just like, oh my God. Like, I deleted it off my story instantly because I was like, I don't go to jail for this, you know, because, you know, like, I'm not sure if there's camera footage or any of that, but, like, I don't think I go to jail for it. He did it first. He tried to hate crime me first.
That's what he got.
Holy shit. That's crazy. So, okay, like, how else are you planning on monetizing this current level of fame that you got and everything?
Just go, like I said, go with the flow, and I'm just going to keep doing me, being me, accepting any opportunity that presents itself, and, you know, posting pictures. I like to post pictures like fashion, like doing, you know, things, you know, I like going places with my boyfriend, so I'm going to record it a lot more. I don't record nothing. I kind of live in the moment with him, like, you know, just go around having fun, like Hawaii didn't record nothing.
Really?
But, yeah. Oh, and back to, like, when we met, it's crazy because it's so weird how he found me. He found me, like, and I was only in New York for one day. I literally flew out there for one day. And it's so crazy because I literally was like, that's my best friend at the time. I was like, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to get a boyfriend watch. Went out there. And then, like, he texted me. And I was only going to be out there for one day. Boom. Hit me up.
You think a lot of your fans are disappointed you got a boyfriend?
I think so, maybe, because a lot of my fans are boys.
Right.
Like, if I go to my, like, little group, it's all boys. Like, damn near. It's like a lot of girls, but it's, I think it's, like, 70% boys.
Right.
And it's, like, you know, like, they watch me. I'm not sure what for. Like, I don't really, like, you know, pay attention for real. But I just kind of, like, you know.
See, that's the kind of weird thing about it, is that whether it's you or whether it's my friend that I was talking about, it's kind of like people act like it's the weirdest, fucking most offensive thing to be into. But then you know, because of the numbers that you're doing on OnlyFans and everything, that it's obviously not that uncommon. That there's clearly a lot of dudes who walk around and say that they're straight and that that's what they're into. And it's,
that's the thing. I have a coochie.
Right.
I don't have a dick, so they're not watching dick.
Right.
You know, they're watching coochie. But then, I mean, coochie, I don't, I have never ever posted my shit on, like, any type of, I just post my booty in my face. And that's like saying that, you know, a guy's gay because he look at a girl and she have a fat ass and he like her because her ass and her titties, you know?
Right.
And she kind of ugly in the face, but he fuck her because she have a fat ass and titties.
Yeah,
oh, he
there.
Gay because of that?
I've been
because
there.
A lot of trans girls got big ass and big titties. And, you know, they, like, they look like women. So it's kind of like, oh, he's gay for liking a girl. Kinda, right. You know? That's how I think of it, like, you know.
But there's got to be something about it that a lot of dudes, it's like their secret fucking fetish or something.
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, what, I like all the guys that I'm intimate
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I feel like there's got to be a lot of dudes who are into it but would never admit publicly yeah, that they're into it, which is why you kind of come off as, like, brave for, like, not giving a fuck and actually being willing to be real.
And there's people still trying to say, oh, I'm DL, like, I'm not down low, like, I'm obviously out here with her. Like, there's a lot of DL niggas in New York and shit like that that they be on some
that were
shit.
In my DMs. That's and the crazy part. A lot of these famous people that are talking shit on any of these little blogs and shit were in my DMs and unsent the message. Literally says, accept message request by this person, but there's no message there. That means you texted me.
Drill rappers?
Yes, a lot of them. Like, FYBJ all of them are talking shit. A lot of them were talking shit. I'm not gonna expose nobody, but you know, a
would
lot
you,
of these
would you
drill
ever
rappers,
try the Whoops?
What's that?
The cereal right there.
That's your brand?
No, that's the drill rapper's brand.
That's the homie, but yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who?
It's the guy on the box, FYBJ Main.
No, I have
never
heard of him.
He's super into trans women.
FYB.
Damn. But
this whole thing.
Yeah. I'm not going to explain none of them because, you know, that's not my place.
Mm.
But a respect. Lot of them were, you know, in my DM. So, you know, and I don't expose people because on top of that, I don't look at myself as a guy. You know, like I have a, like I said, a coochie, and I don't look like a man. And that's the thing, like, so why would I go and expose anybody, you know? That makes, you know, everybody think that I look at myself as a man.
Yeah, because look at Sydney Starr. Everybody looks at her, or even you go to Selena Powell. It's like, once you get into that box of being an exposer, it might take you, like, 10 years to get out of
out.
That.
And I'm
if you're lucky.
Person. People kill themselves over that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Like, people kill themselves over that. And I'm not that type of person. Like, I couldn't. Like, you know, I'm good.
Do you think that you would prefer to date a biological woman or a trans woman after, if things didn't work out?
If things didn't work out, I'm going to be honest with you.
Things are going to work out.
Like,
yes. Definitely going to work out. But
it's
if
gonna
they,
work,
hypothetically.
It's like, I'm not saying hypothetically, like, I wouldn't date another trans, I'll be honest with you, like.
Why? It's just not really your thing?
To be honest with you, like, I look at her, she's the prettiest trans I've ever seen, like, in my life, to be honest with you. And, like, usually most trans, they have, like, a dick. I'm not, like, with none of that shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And.
Yeah, I mean, this is what people really want to know is, how is that man-made pussy hitting?
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, it's the same shit. It feels the same.
It feels totally the same.
Yeah, it feels the same. It's just like, it's kind of hard to explain. It's the same shit.
Are there lips? I'm not even sure I've seen one.
Lips?
Yeah. What's the vibe like?
The vibe is like, I feel like,
stop
to be
talking
honest,
about my coochie.
The vibe is like the same. Like.
Good
with
vibes.
A real female, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I look at her as a real female. Like,
right.
I don't see a trans. It's, like, you know what I mean?
It do the same thing as pussy.
Yeah,
it gets,
like,
wet.
You know,
it grips. It does all that.
You guys do anal?
Of course.
Woo!
But, like, that's the thing. Like, you know, like, I started off with that. So, you know, I'm never going to get rid of, like, you know, doing anal, you know?
Right.
So.
Damn, that's dope. Yeah, because that's, like, the number one question that I always get in terms of plug talk and everything is, like, when will you fuck a trans woman? And I've resisted it up to this point. But, you know, it's always kind of just like lingering in the back of my mind. Like, fuck, that would be very progressive for the culture if I were to shake the nation by just doing it.
And, you know, a lot of people, like a lot of rappers, a lot of people, they be wanting to fuck on trans.
I know, but then they also, someone like Young Buck is like, he spent his whole career denying it. Somebody like Lil J spent his whole career denying it to the point where it's like, why are you even bothering denying this anymore? Like, this is so obviously something that has actually happened that it's like, why? Like, but it's like they want to take it to the grave, even though it's already like documented in the media and everything.
I have no idea about their lives or what they got going on with anybody else.
Live your truth, guys.
Right. And that's what I've been doing.
Damn. So do you still talk to like Speed and Aiden or?
I talk to Aiden here and there. Speed I don't really talk to no more.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like, you know, bye. You know, like he's just a past friend.
Right.
Aiden, I talk to him here and there. We talked here and there, like, because he always gives me little opportunities. Like, you know, Andrew Tate, I got on live with him.
Yeah, how was
that? Live a Zoom call with him. And right. It was really nice. He didn't disrespect me or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would have left. I literally, like, Aiden knows that. Aiden knows that about me 100%. That's why he brought that big girl around, you know?
Because
he knows that she's going to allow that shit. He needed to get disrespected.
He needed a trans person he could clown.
They're not
going to
disrespect me because I'm going to put my hands on them.
Right.
Yes, like, Neon, like, if you watch the little YouTube video, he tried to disrespect me.
He's a big troll.
I had to bounce up on him. Like, what are you talking about?
Really?
Yes.
So you're not feeling the Neon vibes?
No.
His manager, Kane, was saying that basically they're going to switch up his whole style because they, like, Neon said that he was going to, like, basically, like, punk Donald Trump. And so then as a result, Dana White had him banned from the UFC event that he was at because he was on stream saying that he was going to do whatever to Trump. And then they kind of had a similar situation where like he was on live stream with Crip Mac and shit. And then like, as soon as he got away from Crip Mac, he was like, fuck Crip Mac, fuck 55th Street, yada, yada to the camera. And it's kind of like, then I don't know how serious Crip Mac took it, but it's like, that's kind of a weird content style. If you're going to just violate everybody,
here,
as soon as
taking shit serious, like,
oh, yeah.
Like that gang shit out here, they take that shit serious. Like as fuck, I know that for a fact. Like you say anything out here, you throw up the wrong sign out here.
Get a little closer to the mic.
You throw up the wrong sign out here, you say anything about they hood, they on your ass. Yeah. Like that's how it is out here.
Did you see that shit with him? Like he constantly kept on doing like the Naughty Bop shit. You heard about the Naughty Bop?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He kept on doing shit like that. Like he be on some weird shit. Like and he's just trolling. Mm. And next minute he apologized. You could tell it's not no sincere apology.
Mm.
I don't get my ass beat, so I'm sorry.
Me, like,
he called Crip Mac a crab, which is like...
I know, disrespect. You don't
crazy.
Say
like, nobody does that as a joke out here.
He did
in front
of his face?
No, well, he was acting like he was reading the chat. But, like, that was a weird one. Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's like, the gang shit in New York is super serious, but I don't know. Out here, it might be...
it's the next level.
Yeah.
They'll hit your ass with a car.
Yeah. With a buck. Out here, it's like, you could get away with a lot.
That's why they do it.
New York, you could get away with shit. You just got to be, you got to move tight.
In New York, I hear a ton of like 7-year-old rappers dissing gangs and shit. Whereas out here, the only people that I hear putting gangs that they don't fuck with and all that kind of shit in their lyrics are usually like real deal gang members that are ready
because
to actually die about that shit.
Out here, for real, they're not looking to be clout chasers. A lot of these people are crash dummies out here. They do things to get, you know, respect in their hood. Like, they go do dumbass shit. You know, like, they care about the hood's opinion and not the internet's opinion. A lot of the rappers everywhere else care about the internet's opinion of getting famous off being a Blood or Crip.
Right.
Versus L.A., I feel like a lot of these people out in L.A., they, like, they do shit in real life to show their hood and not the internet. Oh, I'm really like that, you know? Mm. So, I mean, either way, it's dumb as shit, you know, but... That's how I feel.
Definitely. So, okay, are you guys working on any kind of, like, content series or anything? Like, I feel like that's the next opportunity is you guys create, like, your own stream or your own vlog channel or whatever it might be, like, to really document your lives together.
Right. And I'm going to start, like, vlogging YouTube because, you know, like, people, like, a lot of people, like, I get a lot of views on Instagram. Like, I get a lot of people watching me. A lot of people say you do YouTube. And I know that I know that if I do YouTube with him, it's going to go crazy, you know, because you don't see that for real. And on top of that, like, people like watching people who got money, you know, and that are authentic, you know?
Yeah, that's when you guys are describing your life. You're like, we go on trips. We're just in Hawaii. I'm
and
like,
you,
oh,
you don't vlog none of
he's
this.
Just having a good old time running through that OnlyFans money. Huh?
Literally, but I'm not done with it either. Like, I'm smart. Like, I don't, even though I have all this money, like, I don't be buying designer like that. I don't, like, I don't care. Because, you know, it's just, I feel like it's just the outfit. Or, you know, like, chains and stuff. Like, I got a little chain. Like, this chain was only $2,000-$3,000. And I could have went and bought a $50,000 chain. But I don't care for none of that, you know? Mm. Like, why, like, put yourself at risk to getting robbed and all this other shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just go have fun with my money. I'd rather help my family with my money. I'd rather, you know, just... And then save it, you know?
Yeah, that's basically my perspective, too.
I'm scared to ever go back to how it was.
Yeah. Somebody was on here the other day who had a $200,000 watch on, and I was trying it on. I couldn't figure out.
Should have ran with it.
I couldn't figure out the latch. Yeah, I'm interviewing him and just run out of my own studio. But, like, just trying it on, and I immediately just had this vision of, like, well, could I own this? I mean, I guess I could see myself own this, but then I'm like, do you want a $200,000 piece of fucking metal in your house that's just basically like a big fucking advertisement as soon as you put it on social media that, like, hey, come rob me. You could take this thing and make enough money to pay for whatever the fuck you want to do for the next couple of years. I mean, I don't really feel like putting a big fucking sign on my head.
That's why I don't, like, that's why I'm so glad that he's not like that. He's not materialistic either, like, you know? And
who bought the Burberry hoodie?
He did. He has his own OnlyFans.
Okay. You don't be splurging on him?
No, I do. Yeah, but we do it to each other. Like, you know, like, I'm just that type of person, though. Like, I like to give. Like, it makes me feel good, you know? Like, spending stuff on other people and, you know, making them smile and stuff. That's just how I am. And I like that, you know? I'm not really like you can buy me a lot of stuff. Because growing up, like, it wasn't like that. So I just got used to, like, you know, making other people happy, you know?
If I was single, I might really be a dirtball and just be like, man, fucking, I'm going to get an OnlyFans wife and just have her buy me mad drip.
But that's the thing. I don't buy him a lot of stuff.
I know, but like, when I was just looking at his hoodie earlier for a second, I was just thinking like, oh, shit, I wonder if he got her to buy him that. So I had to ask.
He buys me stuff like this little diamond necklace. He bought me it. Like, it's just little things that matter to me. Like, he has bought me a lot of stuff, like purses, like just anything. Like, he just anything I want. Like, if I want food, he'll go get it for me. Like, he does things for me just as much as I do stuff for him. Our relationship is 50-50. Like, 50-50. You know, like, that's how it should be. Like, you know, we're happy and we do stuff for each other. You know, he has his own money. And it was like that from the jump, too. It was like right when I met him, it wasn't like nothing like, oh, like, I want to, like, can you get this for me? Can you get this? It was, do you want this? Like, he offered stuff for me first. He offered to pay for stuff for me first. And, you know, it just went like that. And I like that, too, like, to see, like, people that don't like to just, you know, come in my life and know that I have money and, you know, try to use me, because that don't end up well for people. I easily just block by because people can't use me. It's hard.
And that shit's weird as hell. Like, I'm with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with you because of you, like, not because of your money or anything like that. That's some weird shit. Like, I don't, some bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you guys need a Zeus show.
A Zeus?
Yeah. You seen Zeus with the baddies and Blueface and all that shit?
She go crazy on that bitch.
Although, I don't know if you guys seem dramatic enough. Well, then, you have the story about stripping the guy. I guess that's pretty dramatic, yeah.
And there's a lot more stories about a lot of shit that we just not saying.
You guys be getting fucked up?
Uh-huh.
You get fucked up together?
Like, drunk and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, but sometimes
you be going left.
Yeah, like we
too crazy. Tripping.
Too crazy.
Yeah, a little too crazy.
Yeah, alcohol and love, very toxic combination for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful.
No, I know. Trust me, I learned.
Yeah, I mean, I think
like my car and everything. I'm not gonna bring that up. Oh, I lost my Mercedes because a whole bunch of shit happened when I ended up getting in a fight. Can I say it?
What?
About the car.
Oh, no, we're not going to bring it up. But
okay, the insurance company is watching.
Huh?
The insurance company is watching.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, they might. They might be.
It's just embarrassing for him. And embarrassing for me, because why would I do that, you know?
Okay.
But it was funny.
I feel it. Well,
afterwards, it's funny.
I think this honestly was like a really important piece of content because, like you were saying, like, a lot of people just aren't really upfront about their relationships and shit. And we got to normalize it and let people know that
definitely
trans people are just people and they're able to find love. And
the ABC community
regular.
Matters.
ABC, you call them?
I'm joking.
Okay.
you really don't really see shit like this, to be honest with you.
No, you're a strong man, because I know that the people be talking shit, but I myself am also in an alternative lifestyle where my wife is occasionally getting fucked by other men.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel pretty all right about it, but
like,
you know,
deep down inside, Adam, for real.
No, I'm chilling. But so, like, a lot of people seem to like constantly be fascinated by this. Like, I can't do a fucking interview anymore without people bringing it up. So,
yeah, well, we didn't bring it up.
Yeah,
we didn't bring it up. You brought it up first.
Well, that's true.
And now I'm gonna ask. So, how do you feel about that? You actually feel like?
Yeah, I'm chilling. This is you guys getting interviewed for the record. So,
but I'm gonna ask some questions.
If they want to hear me talk about it, there's plenty of resources for that.
You already talked about it a lot.
Yeah, infinite times. It's actually kind of insane how much people still want to talk about it. But
so you feel some type of way?
I don't. It's just kind of.
Do you like it though? Do you like?
Yeah, it's a kink. Fun. Me and another dude banged her together.
Was it a kink though? Like, it's like a.
I didn't think of it as a kink before that, but after having done it the other day, yeah.
You know, I heard something about P. Diddy and Cassie. Like, you know, like he used to like pay guys to come over and fuck her. Like, it's that type of kink.
Okay, I thought about making a reference to that at one point when that first came out, mm-hmm. but then I realized that the accusation is that he was doing it like non-consensually.
Oh, okay.
She was kind of like being forced to do it, which I don't really want to lump myself in with that. We were just having fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
On the same page.
Yeah. Okay, so where should people reach out if they want to stay in touch with you guys?
Just my Instagram, datbitchbarbie, datbitchbarbie. And then TikTok, stack and Barbie without the G. But that's about it. Just my little Instagram, my little TikTok and Twitter, but I don't be answering on Twitter for my OnlyFans, which is Ava Vinley, but yeah.
Tap in. You guys heard it here first.
Tap that bitch in.
There it is. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, and Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Boop. Adios.